The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohanesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Nedarim Daf Samech Ches. Today we're going to start the shir with an interesting note of Yehuda. There's a famous Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that Chatzi Shiur, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is Osim in HaTorah, and according to Rish Lakish, is Mutim in HaTorah, only Osim in Drabonon. What's Chatzi Shiur? Well, as we know, when the Torah forbids various different things, for example, foods which may not be eaten, then the punishment is Malkus, but when it gets Malkus, if one eats a shir, if one eats a kezayis, the equivalent of an olive of the forbidden food, then one has been over the avera to get Malkus. Less than a shir, one doesn't get Malkus for. Shir of Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Now the Gemara says that even though less than a shir, one doesn't get Malkus for, nonetheless, it's still forbidden to eat less than a shir. So only if one eats a shear does one get malchus. When one eats less than a kezias, then it's still forbidden. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's actually forbidden in Torah, and according to Rish Lakish, it's only forbidden in Drabonim. In Torah, only the shear is forbidden. According to Rish Lakish, the Drabonim came along and forbade it, even less than a shear. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even less than a shear is forbidden in Torah. What's the reason for this? The Gemara in Yuma there says, "Kivin the chozi leads tarufi isurikach." Since even half the kezias could be joined up with another half of kezias to make a complete kezias, at which stage the person who eats it would get malchus, therefore the Torah forbids even to eat less than a kezias. So again, if you eat any amount, it's forbidden to eat a minatoria, but you only get malchus if you eat at least a kezias. But the Gemara says the reason why less than a kezias is also because it's chozil, it's tarufi. It could be possibly joined up with another chatzi kezias to make a whole kezias. Now, says the Nei Rabbi Yehuda in Mador Tinyon and Arachaim Zim Nun Gimel, quotes something which he'd already written in the Tzlach, which is his Pirush on the Gemara, in Psochim Daf Samach Daled. There, the Nei Rabbi Yehuda says, he comes to answer Kasha the Keshem Mishnah. The Rambam Peg Aleph Mehilchus Chometz Matzah, Aleph Zayin, says that Chometz on Pesach you're not allowed to eat, as we know. And the issue is to eat a kezias. If you eat a kezias, you get malchus. Says the Rambam, even if you eat less than a kezias, it's osur. Kol aoichel kol shehu min hachometz bePesach osur min haTorah sheneemar lo yeochel. It says chometz may not be eaten. From that, we dash an extra drasha. You're not even allowed to eat less than a kezias. Or they only get malchus for kezias. So the Kesef Mishnah asks the question, why do we need a special posuk by chometz to tell us it's also even less than a shear? We know that the halacha is in Kol HaTorah Kula, that chatzi shear also min haTorah. Everything which the Torah forbids to eat, the malchus is only from a kezias, but less than a kezias, we pass in our Rabbi Yochanan, is also min haTorah. So why does the Rambam say we need a special posuk by chometz to forbid even less than a shear? So the Nei Rabbi suggests that there would be an extra halacha which would apply by chometz matzah based on this special pasuk of lo yeochel, which would not apply, which would not be in effect due to the regular reasons of chatzi shir osim min haTorah. So the Nei Rabbi Yehuda, the whole reason why chatzi shir osim min haTorah says Rabbi Yochanan is because it's chozil it's tarufi. You might come to eat another half and then be mashlim, have a complete kezias. So the Nei Rabbi Yehuda, what would if you would be on the last day of Pesach? Pesach is 7 days, min haTorah, on the last day of Pesach, just before the end of the Yom Tov, you were to eat a half a kezias of chometz. In a circumstance where you simply won't have time to eat another half a kezias before the Yom Tov of Pesach is finished. In that case, as the Nei Rabbi Yehuda, min haTorah, chatzi shir won't be osur, due to the regular halach of chatzi shir osim min haTorah. Because the whole reason chatzi shir osim min haTorah is because it's chozil it's tarufi. You might come to join that with another half of the kezias. In this case, it's not possible, because since it's right at the end of the Yom Tov, and by the time you finish the first kezias, you won't have enough time to eat another chatzi kezias. This first kezias is not chozil it's tarufi. It cannot be joined up to another chatzi kezias, and therefore min haTorah it would be permissible. Therefore, we need a special pasuk to tell us that no, by chometz is nonetheless osur. So with that, he answers the Kesef Mishnah of Kasha. Why does the Rambam require an extra posse by Chometz? Surely it's anywhere else because of Chatzis Sheir also not Torah. The answer is in a case where it's not Chosid Itzar Rufi, so the regular Loch of Chatzis Sheir would mean it would be permissible. By Chometz, there's a special issue to say that even in such a case, it's also, even though it's not Chosid Itzar Rufi. So it says in Vayner Yehuda. Now, there is a sefer called the Brit Yaakov, and Chelik Erech Chaim Simon Gimel, who asks a kasha on this approach of the Nei Yehuda based on our Gemara in the Dorim Daf Samach Chesamud Aleph. The Gemara has a shaila. We know from this Perek, Nara Morosa, if you have a girl who's a Nara that's between 12 and 12 and a half, and she makes a neder, she makes a vow, or she's Shava Shavua, she makes a Shavua, then her husband, the Oros, together with her father, both need to be made for the neder. In order to get rid of the neder, normally a father can be made for the neder up to a certain age, or a husband can be made for the neder once she's married. But if she's in this middle stage and she's a Nara and she's Moirosa, not yet Nesua, but still a Moirosa, then you need her husband and a father together to be made for the neder in order to get rid of the neder. So ask the question, what happens if only the Oros has done it? What effect has the Oros' Hafara got on this neder? Baal Megis Gais or Maklish Krolish? Does the husband, by saying his half of the Hafara, by being made for whatever he can, does he cut the neder in half? Or does he overall weaken the neder? At which point, when the father comes along and also is made for the neder, then we either get rid of the other half or we get rid of whatever was left of the neder. So the first one who does half of the Hafara, does he cut it in half? Quantitatively or qualitatively, make his guys, he chops the neder in half, or it makes it weaker. So the Gemara, what's the difference? Let's just find a practical example. So the Gemara, the practical example is, going to Nodrom Terem Zaytim. This girl made a neder, she's not going to eat two olives. The Shama Oros, the Oros heard about it, the Hefer Loch, and he did, he said Mufaloch, he was Mefer the neder. However, she still needs her father to be Mefer as well. And then she went ahead and ate both the olives. Achaltinon, she ate both the olives. So now, what's halacha? Does she get malchus, or does she not get malchus? He don't mean a megis guy is. If we say the oros by being made for the neder has cut off half of the neder, so now one of the zaytim is no longer forbidden to her, but the other one is. Now we might not know which one it is, but at least one of them is actually forbidden to her. Now if she goes and eats both of them, she would have eaten at least one zayis, which is forbidden, and therefore she'll still get malchus because her father wasn't made for the other half of the neder. However, Iomino Maklish Kolish, if you say that the husband, by being made for his part of the neder, doesn't cut the neder in half quantitatively, but rather qualitatively, there's an overall issa, but it's weaker, then Isur Ba'almuhu. In that case, there is an Isra, it's still forbidden to her, but there's no longer a Chiv of Malchus. And therefore, even if she eats both the Zaysim, she has not done an Isra, which is going to be Machayef of Malchus. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. The Shaila says, how does it work, the lomdus of a husband being made for when you need the father as well? So does he cut the neder in half, in which case if she made the neder from two Zaysim, and the husband was Mefer, she's still forbidden to eat one. So if she goes and eat both of them, she's definitely been over this, and she will get Malchus for eating at least one Zayis, which is forbidden. Well, do we say Maklish Kolish? No, both Zaysim are still Osir, but overall it's a weaker Issa. It's no longer an Issa of Malchus, it's just a regular Issa, and therefore even if she were to eat both, she wouldn't get Malchus. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Now, says the Brit Yaakov, if it's true that the reason why Chatzis Sheir Osim in HaTorah is Chosid Istarufi, as the Gemara says in Yuma, and as understood by the Nei Yehuda, that whenever it's not Chosid Istarufi, it would therefore be permissible, then why does our Gemara in the Shaila of Baal Megis Gais or Maklish Kolish give an example of a woman who made a neder from two Zaysim? Why can't we talk about an example where the girl made a neder from one Zays? How so? Well, let's say she made a neder that she's not going to eat this one zayis. Then the husband, Loris, heard about it and he was made for the neder. So half of the neder is gone. Well, now there's enough gemara where you say make his guys a Maklish Kolish. If you say Maklish Kolish, again, there's a weaker issa overall, but she can't get Malchus. So she eats this, she won't get Malchus. If you say make his guys and it cuts off half the neder, quantitatively, then half of the zayis is forbidden and half of the zayis is mutter. And if only half the diet is forbidden, then we have a problem. What would be the problem here? It's less than the kizayis. So why should it be osur at all? Because chatzi shir is osur minatorah. But in this case, since it's not chosil, it's tarufi, it cannot be joined up with another half a size, because there's only one half a size which is forbidden, then it should be mutter. Now, don't say that you can always possibly make another neder on another half a size, and then it is chosil, it's tarufi, the half a size which is left over from the first neder. That's not correct, because it's mavur in a gemara and shavuot stuff kaf gimel, that if a person makes two different shavuos, one shavuot on one food and another shavuot on another food, if you eat a half a size from one and a half a size from another, that doesn't make up one size of an iser. Each shavuot is something separate. So if this woman made a neder or shavuot on one size, and the baal was mefer, if it's true that the baal's megas guys, there's only half a kazayis which is offered to her, and that half a kazayis is not chosilit starufi to another half, because there is no other half which is osher, and another half which would be added later doesn't count, so it's not chosilit starufi, and therefore will be mutter and gansen. So we have a nafka minna where the baal's megas guys or meklish kolish, even if we're talking about one neder. The Gemara's nafka minna is where she made a neder on two zaysim, and that if the baal is megas guys, then she'll get malchus for eating both of them, because at least one is still forbidden. Whereas in meklish kolish, she won't get malchus because both are forbidden on a lesser madrega. However, we found that a nafka minna for ket, if there's only, even if she made a neder only one size, there's also a nafka minna that if you hold Mikdash Kodesh, it's still forbidden minat Torah, because Chatzi Shir because the whole Issa has been a full Shir of Issa, but it's a weakened form of Issa, and therefore it's also minat Torah, but you won't get Malkus. Whereas if you hold Megis Gaius, half of it is completely mutter, only the other half is Osa, and since in this case it would be actually permissible, because it's not Chatzi Shir, it's Tarufi. In effect, if Baal is Megis guys, it would be Mutter and Gansen. Says the Bishakov, this proves that the Halach is not like a Nez Buda. And Chatzishu is also Minatoria, even if practically speaking, it would not be able to be joined up with another half a Zayis. And that's why the Gemara couldn't give the example of a woman who made an Eidah on one Zayis, and the baal was made for half of it, because in that case, either way, whether it's Megis Gaius or Miklis Kolish, it would be awesome in Atona. If it was Miklis Kolish, it's an Issa on the whole Zayis, but it's a weakened Issa, because the Oros has been made for, although not the father. If it's Megis Gaius, it's down to half a shear. A half a shear is also awesome in Atona, doesn't get Malkus, so we don't have to commit between the two. What are we going to do with the Gemara in Yuma, which clearly says that the reason why Chatzi Shir is Osur Min HaTorah is because Chosil is Tarufi? So the Bris Yaakov explains, and the Binyan Shlomo over Shlomo Kohen Mivilna in Hilchos Yom Kippur Simen Aleph also explains in a similar vein that the idea of the Gemara of Chosil is Tarufi is not that practically speaking you might eat another half the kazayis, and therefore end up with a whole Zayis which would be forbidden in our Torah and you'd get Malkus for it. That's not what it means in the Gemara by Chosil is Tarufi. Chetzi Shir is also in our Torah because it's Chosil is Tarufi. What it means is that the Torah forbade a person to eat a whole Kazayis, and for that you get Malkus. Says the Torah, therefore, since I don't want you to get to the Issa of Malkus, I'm also going to forbid every bit which is less than that. Not because now in this situation you might end up eating another half a gazayis and being mashlim l'shir, but that since this half a gazayis technically speaking could be part of a shir, even if in this case it can't be part of the shir, it's nonetheless also, it's chosil is tarufi, because it's also part of that which the Torah wants to forbid. The Torah gives you malchus if you eat a kazayis of kredet, but the Torah says also don't eat a half a kazayis, because that's also chosil is tarufi. It's part of the same isser, because technically speaking, were there to be another half a kazayis, you would be mashlim a kazayis, and therefore it's forbidden. But that's not to say that if you can't possibly add another half a kazayis in this particular circumstances, there would actually be mutter. Chosin Nitzarufi doesn't mean it's awesome because right now you might come to an Issa. Chosin Nitzarufi is rather the Torah forbids it because it, in some circumstances, it could come to another Issa. That's what the Torah wants to forbid. If that's the case, then our Gemara couldn't give an example where there would be enough commitment between Megi's guys and Miklish Kalish if a woman who made a neder on only one neder, but if Megi's guys, it would be permissible because the half that's left, the half that's left is not Chosin Nitzarufi. It doesn't matter if right now it's Chosin Nitzarufi. Half as ice is always offer because the Torah doesn't want you to do it. The Torah says you only get Malkus from a Kazayas, but anything which could, which is part of building up towards a Kazayas is also forbidden, and therefore it would still be forbidden. And therefore, again, the Gemara couldn't give enough Gemina of a woman made a neder half a size on one single size, and the Baal was made for without the father being made for. Because whether you say Miklash Kodesh or Megis guys, you'll be left with an Isidore Raisa when there's no Malkus. So the Gemara had to come onto a case of two Zaysim. Man, if you say Megis guys, one's eyes is cut off, one is still forbidden, and if it's she's, both of them should have eaten at least a whole Kazayas Issa, and she'll get Malkus. Whereas if you say Miklash Kodesh, the overall neder on two Zaysim has become weakened, it's still awesome enough, but it's weak, you don't get Malkus, that would be enough Gemina. There would not be enough Gemina if you only had a neder from one's eyes. In a similar vein, the Har Tzvi in Yerodea, Simon Kuf Tzadik Dalad, in his Chuvas there, asks a similar type of question or based on Agamora on a different Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos Perek Dalad Halacha Aleph says, if you make a Shavua on something and you eat, you're not allowed to, if you eat a kazayas of it, someone makes a Shavua, he's not going to eat bread, for example, he eats a kazayas of it, he gets Mala, he don't even eat it, so Shavua. If he eats less than kazayas, says the Rambam of Potter, Chain achid the pachas from the kazayas, but how are you go oichel chatzis shirim in the veils of treifus of kirtz men? It's like eating chatzis shirim of anything which is forbidden. So you don't get malchus from it. So the Kesem Mishnah and the Mefarshim are all the dive from the Rambam, you might not get malchus for it, but it's still be awesome. And that's not surprising, chatzis shirim also. But I'll tell you, it would apply even to the Dorim and Shavuos. However, the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Shavuos, Perek Daled Halacha Aleph, questions this Rambam. And he says, although chatzis shirim is awesome in a Torah, maybe when someone makes a neder or a shvur, chatzis is actually not osur. Even though neder or shvur are isurim in our Torah, but they're isurim which is created by the person who makes the neder or who makes the shvur. When a person, when the Torah forbids something, the Torah says you get malchus if you eat a shir of a zayis, but it's forbidden even if you eat less than a zayis. But when a person creates his own isur deraisa by making a neder or making a shvur, then, since normally achila means a kazayis, why don't we say that the issa now, the neder, is only on a kazayis, less than the kazayis, the person never intended to forbid at all, because he never made the neder on that. He only made a neder on achila, which is normally a kazayis. In that case, by nedarim and shavuos uniquely, it's very possible that we don't say chatzis shir osur min haTorah. And in fact, says the Mishnah Melech, I found a run, and a Ramban who actually seemed to say that. Seemed to say that the Ran actually asks the question on this Ramban, we'll just like the Mishnah Melech asked it. The Ran says, no. Chatishir Hosam in HaTorah by all Yisurim, except for the Doran and Shavuos. There, when the person made his own Isser, he intended only to Isser from a Kazayas and more, less than a Kazayas he never talked about, and therefore it's not forbidden. Says the Har Tzvi, says the Tzvi Pesach Frank, I have a kasher on this. From our Gemara. Again, the Gemara says, Baal Megis guys and Miklish Kodesh is the Gemara, and after a minute would be if she made a neder from two Zaysim, and the Baal was Mefer without the father yet being Mefer. So he's Mefer half the neder. If we say it's half quantitatively, we're left with the one Zeis, and if she eats it, she'll be Chayef Malkus. Masha'enke, if you say Miklish Kodesh, the overall neder is weakened, so both Zaysim will be also, but there'll be no Malkus if you eat it. Says the Tzvi Pesach Frank, according to the Mishnah Melech and the Ramban and the Ram, and saying that by the Dor Mishvah says never is a chassi shir, then why didn't the Gemara give an example of where she made a neder on one zayis? And the Baal came along with Mayfair, so he's made for half the neder. So if you say Miklish Kolish, he was qualitatively weakened the Isra, but still awesome in our Torah. You won't get Malkus, but it's awesome in our Torah. Whereas if you say quantitatively cut the Neder in half, so she's only forbidden to eat half a Zayis. And half a Zayis in the case of Nedarim and Shavuos is Mutter min HaTorah, because we don't say Chatzi Shir Osa min HaTorah in the case of Nedarim and Shavuos, according to the Rambam. So why did the Gemara have to come to an example of two Zayisim? It could have been an example of only one Zayis. So it's a very similar kasha to the kasha that was asked before in the Nedarim Yudah. The Nedarim Yudah understood that every Chatzi Shir Osa min HaTorah is only Chosid Tarufi, Litzarufi. Is that means to say only if, practically speaking, in this particular case it's Chosid Tarufi. So the Bris Yaakov asked on him that in our case of a woman who makes a neder, if she made a neder on one zayis and Baal made his guys, would actually be permissible because the Chatzi Shir which is left won't be Osa min HaTorah because it's not Chosid Tarufi. The Haratzvi is asking the same type of kasha on a different vault, on the halacha which the Ramban and the Ran hold, which is the Chatzi Shir is never Osa min HaTorah in Shavuos and the Torah. And if that's the case, again, the same kasha applies. Why doesn't the Gemara give an example of where you may need on one size? If you say Baal Megis guys, it cuts off half of the lady, you're only left with half a size, and half a size is never Osa min HaTorah. So she would be mutter to eat it lechatchila. Whereas if you're on Miklash Kodesh, there's still one size which is forbidden, but it's overall weaker Issa, it'd be forbidden min HaTorah. You wouldn't get malchus, but it'd be forbidden min HaTorah. That would be enough to be there. That's a kasher on the run, the Ramban. So the Haratzvi said a certain Godel, doesn't know who it was, wanted to answer and say, no, you can't give an example of one neder on one zayis with the husband cut off half and therefore it would be mutter. That cannot be. Because if that were true, then with every Nara Morosa, the Gemara says, that we learn from Psukim, that a father and the husband both have to be made ben and neder together. If only one does it, it doesn't work. If it's true that Baal made his guys chops off half the neder, you're only left with half his eyes, which is Asher, and half his eyes by on the Zoramus was a mutter, then in effect, the Baal has been made for the neder by himself without requiring the father. Because as soon as he cuts half the neder out, you're left with only half an neder, which is mutter, because Chatzi Shir is mutter by the Zoramus was. And that can't be, because the Torah says you always need the father and the husband. So since the Torah always says you always need the father and the husband, even if you hold Megis guys, it won't work in a case of a full Zayis, of a single Zayis which you made an age on it. Because if we were to allow the Baal to be Megis guys and be left with half an age, automatically he would have been made for the whole age, and that can't be. So says this Godel, and therefore the Gemara couldn't give that example. He says, he pays that price, something very clever. If we accept your supposition, then we would still have a kasha. Because according to you, if it's Megis guys, we'd be left with half Zayis, and that can't be, because that would be Mutter Gansen. So therefore, if you hold Megis guys, the husband can't be made for it at all by himself in the case of only one Zayis. And in that case, there's still enough commitment with one Zayis. If you hold Miklash Kodesh, it's forbidden in HaTorah, but it's a weaker Issa, so you won't get Malkus. If you hold Megis guys, you'll get Malkus. Because you just said that we can't allow the husband to be made for half of it because we're left with only half a neder, which is mutter min HaTorah, and therefore in effect the husband will be made for the whole neder, and since we need the father, that can't be. So what then, if you hold the Megis guys and you only have one kazayas to be made for, and the husband's made for it, it doesn't work at all, so you'll be left with a kazayas which is also min HaTorah, and you'll get Malkus, so there will also be a nafkamina. That if you hold Megis guys, you're left with the same issue than the husband and the woman, and she'll get Malkus. Where if you hold Megis guys, it'll be off, but you won't get Malkus. So the Gemara could have given that nothing in it. The Chentus of two faces, I find that's not the correct answer, what this God wanted to say. The correct answer must be that the Gemara could have given an example of one's eyes. But then you would have to say the example is that if he's Megis guys, you're only left with half a kazayis, which is mutter than a case of Nadarim and Shavuos according to the Ran and the Ramban, and therefore be mutter entirely to eat this size. Whereas beyond Miklash Kodesh, it would be Osa. The Gemara could have given them that example. The Gemara wants to look for an example as a nafkamina gavi Malkus. The Gemara wants to show you that even though a husband and a father both need to be mefer, if the husband comes along and mefer, it's still possible for her to get Malkus, even though the husband has been mefer. Says the Gemara, if you're on Miklash Kodesh, it's not possible. As soon as the husband's done his bit, the whole Issa is weaker, and therefore it doesn't rise to the level of Malkus. If you hold Megis guys, then half the Neder is gone. If you started off with only one zayas, which was osa, it would be mutter entirely. We're not looking for that. We want to show you that sometimes it can even be osa malchus, even though the husband has done his bit and been mefer. So now gives an example of two zayas in which you made an eder from, and then when the husband is making his guys, if you hold that the husband is making his guys by being mefer his half, he's cut off one zayas, but the other one's still forbidden, and therefore she eats both of them, even though one is permissible, one is certainly forbidden, and therefore she will get malchus. So the Gemara could have given an example of one zayis, there would have been enough in it, but the Gemara didn't want to give that example because they wanted to show you that if you hold Megan's guys, you could end up with eight tips of Malchus. So they have to give an example when the Negev was on two zayisim. So says Rav Tzvi Pesach and Har Tzvi. If that's the case, that would also answer the Kasher on the Negev Yudah as well. What did the Brish Yaakov ask on the Negev Yudah? You say that Chozilitz Tarufi means it's a Chatzis Yisos Min HaTorah, only if practically speaking it can be Chozilitz Tarufi, and by Nadorim and Shavuos it can never be Chozilitz Tarufi, because even if you were to make another Neda, it wouldn't be the same thing. It wouldn't join up with this half a zayas, and therefore you'll never have a chazilis terufi, and therefore chatzi shield by a neder on one zayas, if you were to cut off half by megas guys, would therefore be mutter. Why didn't the Gemara give that example of enough community between megas guys and mikdash kodesh? And if you hold megas guys, it'd be mutter entirely. And if you hold that mikdash kodesh, then it would be forbidden without malchus. Again, we could apply the same answer. Maybe the Gemara could have given an example, it would have been true, but the Gemara wanted to give an example, there's nothing a minna of Malchus to show you that it could even be when the husband did his bit, nonetheless she gets Malchus. So if the Gemara says the nafka minna we're looking for, whether it even be a nafka minna, can be Malchus, would be that if you eat two zaysim. In that case, it wouldn't be a kasher on the Nebuchadnezzar's understanding of the Muslim Chosanitz Tarufi from Al Gemara of the boy who make his guys.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.